beware of traditional Catholics. Now, I'm not talking about real traditional Catholics, of course, but rather pseudo-traditional Catholics. Many of the loudest opponents of traditional Catholics claim themselves to be traditional Catholics, but they're really just liberal Catholics. Liberal in the Catholic sense, not the political sense. They don't support abortion or anything like that. But liberals always use the same tactics, and one of those tactics is to usurp terms and redefine them. Then say, well, I'm one of these guys too, but it's no different than in the 90s when political liberals tried to usurp the term conservative, saying it means that you want things to stay the way they are, not change, and I don't want things to change. Meaning they wanted to keep high taxes and regulations, social programs, and, quote, women's rights. They would go on to say, and liberal means you want things to change, so we're the real conservatives and they're the real liberals. But the reality was the term conservative was popular at the time, and the term liberal had a stigma. Or when they successfully usurped the term progressive. The Progressive Party formed out of the movement started by Ross Perot called United We Stand. Hardly liberal, its only presidential candidate was Pat Buchanan. The Democrat and Republican parties quickly worked to destroy the Progressive Party, and the liberals started calling themselves progressives. And the liberal Catholics are trying to do the same thing with the term traditional Catholic. There's a Facebook group called 1 Million Strong for the Latin Mass. It might as well be called 1 Million Strong for the Novus Ordo. Seriously, it's been infiltrated by these pseudo-trads who constantly jump on any legitimate post promoting the Latin Mass, reminding everyone how great the Novus Ordo is in the comments. Or they will post things themselves promoting the Novus Ordo and shoving it in our faces. Many people have complained about it, but the admins won't do anything about it, so I'm probably going to unjoin. Traditional Catholic means you support the traditional Latin Mass. That's what it's always meant. But these guys defend and promote the Novus Ordo and call real traditional Catholics schismatics, heretics, etc. If your position is we need to ban the Latin Mass, or if you agree with that statement, you are not a traditional Catholic. You are a liberal, regardless of where you go to Mass. Speaking of which, I watched an old episode of Reason and Theology the other day. I don't normally do that, but the title caught my attention. Is it time for the traditional Latin Mass to go away? Now, I need to point out that I watched this video after I recorded my video, Fix the Novus Ordo First, Then We Can Talk, because to my surprise, Michael Lofton said exactly that. He said, we have to fix the Novus Ordo first, so props to Michael on that. And that's where the warm and fuzzies end. His guest was Dave Gordon, you know, from Church Militant, who proposes that the Catholic Church should get rid of the Latin Mass because all the good people are in the Latin Mass communities, and this will force them back into the Novus Ordo, and then they will force the necessary changes that need to happen in the Novus Ordo. Now, Michael Lofton agrees with the premise that we need to get rid of the Latin Mass, just that we need to fix the Novus Ordo first. And even though these guys believe that the church should get rid of the Latin Mass, they both claim to be traditional Catholics. The reason they believe the church should axe the TLM is that the Latin Mass has divided the church and there should be one liturgy for the Latin Rite, as expressed in Traditionis Custodis. Dave Gordon actually cited Quo Primum because it says there should be one liturgy for the Latin Rite. And which liturgy does Quo Primum say it should be, Dave? You can't have it both ways. You can't point to this one line saying Pope Pius V said it, therefore, then claim the rest of the document is not binding. Now, I think he knew he was going to get clobbered on this because he hesitated when he brought it up. He also said that the Latin Mass was inferior to the Novus Ordo. Sorry, Dave, at this point, I just can't take you seriously. And of course, Dave Gordon couldn't help but trash Taylor Marshall. Okay, guys, stop beating the Taylor Marshall drum. In case you haven't noticed, since the malcontents at Church Militant and others have opened fire on Taylor Marshall about a year or so ago, his viewership has what, quadrupled? He was around 200,000 subscribers, now he's almost at 800,000. Not that I have a problem with that, I like Taylor Marshall. But why do you think that is? Because when you guys say, don't watch Taylor Marshall, he's a heretic, he's a schismatic, and he's this and he's that, people watch Taylor Marshall to see if you're right. But what they see is that he is calm, soft-spoken, well-sourced, and probably right, while you are unhinged. But I'm not going to spend this video going over all the ridiculous things that were said on that show. What I'm going to do is show that banning the Latin Mass is a really, really bad idea, and that no matter what, in the end, the Latin Mass is going to win out over the Novus Ordo, whether they ban it or not. Why? Because, forget contraception, the Latin Mass crowd thinks NFP is birth control and therefore sinful. So they're the ones having the 10-plus kids, while the Novus Ordo contracepts just like the world does. And I'm not just saying that because that's what the statistics say. I've known some of these women, and they're not going to stop contracepting. And if you tell them the church's position, they'll say, well, Father said it was okay. There was one priest at my old church who preached against contraception, and so those women called up the bishop and got him moved. And the kids the Novus Ordo crowd do have leave the Catholic Church when they become adults. Over half of the people raised in the Novus Ordo leave by the age of 23. Those raised in the Latin Mass have a much higher retention rate. So what does 10-plus kids and a high retention rate turn into in 50 years? What does contracepting and a low retention rate turn into in 50 years? Eventually, the Latin Mass communities will overtake the Novus Ordo, and then they will be calling the shots. And there's nothing that can be done about it. The Latin Mass isn't going anywhere. If they do ban it, some will return to the Novus Ordo for a while anyway, some will leave the church altogether, but most will switch to the SSPX or some other Latin Mass community. Right now, the SSPX is waiting on Rome to consecrate a bishop, but we all know that eventually they will just go ahead and do it. They can't be stalled. If the church bans the Latin Mass, that will trigger them to consecrate perhaps as many as 10 bishops. Bishop Williamson of the Resistance has consecrated something like 6 bishops, and all the other groups are doing it as well. All those groups will triple in size and will work overtime to pick up the slack. A few decades later, when the Novus Ordo dies out, those groups will jockey for control, but eventually one of them will win out, or a compromise will be made, and they will choose the Pope and the Cardinals. You say they can't do that? Really? We have the benefit of hindsight when it comes to the Western Schism, but the only reason history shows that the papacy was in Rome all along was because Gregory VII was willing to resign and support for the other two popes waned, so they became the anti-popes. But it could have gone another way. I have to admit, the French bishops at the conclave that started the schism in the first place had a point. They made up the bulk of the conclave and were ready to elect another Frenchman until the locals threatened them if they didn't elect an Italian and bring the papacy back to Rome. The French bishops said the interference of the locals invalidated the conclave, and quite frankly, that sounds pretty legit. But that's not what history says. History says the conclave was valid. It may not be an exact comparison, but church history is full of these little inconsistencies because the winner gets to make the rules. And of course, God allows these things to happen to correct the course of the church when it wanders off. So if, for example, at the end of the day, the SSPX is holding the bag, history will show that they were right all along. The Second Vatican Council will be declared a robber council and the Novus Ordo invalid. And they will be seen as a warning to future generations and an example of how modernism almost destroyed the church. Lefebvre will be canonized, made a doctor of the church, and declared defender of the faith, the man who saved the Mass. Notice I didn't say the Latin Mass, I said the Mass, because that's how it will be portrayed. And I think the church knows this, maybe not to that extent, but they know a wholesale ban on the Latin Mass will cause a schism in the church. So for now, they are trying to contain it, make it difficult to attend but not impossible. They're okay if it's in a museum. This Mass is for entertainment purposes only, but that won't work for long. Eventually, they will have to get rid of it, triggering everything I just said. Of course, there is one other option, persecution. The Latin Mass could be made illegal by the civil authorities, which will eventually backfire, but we have religious freedom, so that can't happen, right? Yeah, well, we'll see. Until my next video, God bless.